It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all across North America. I don't care what corner you're in. I don't care where you live. Thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out for the next 2 hours. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I appreciate you for being here. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I hope you've had a tremendous Friday. We talked about a lot. Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and Arch Manning and Jimmy Butler, who still hasn't been traded but is likely still miserable. We talked about New Orleans. Love Louisiana. We talked about alligator. Alligator is great in Louisiana. I guess it's easy just to rip them out the swamp and eat them. I guess. I don't know. I haven't had alligator here in Atlanta, and I probably will not. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, are you on Twitter? I'm at JR Sport Brief or X. You on Facebook? I'm at JR Sport Brief on Facebook. You on Instagram? Yeah, I'm at JR Sport Brief on Instagram. Damn it, I'm JR Sport Brief on YouTube. I'm JR Sport Brief everywhere. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about Patrick Mahomes. This man gave all the credit in the world to his team. Patrick Mahomes is like, no, it's not just about me. It's about everybody. And that's what a good teammate does. Not like what Cam Newton said yesterday. He's just like, oh, yeah, I'd rather my MVP award than a Super Bowl. Okay, wow. And tell me how you really feel. And so Patrick Mahomes, and then we started talking about the gifts he gave to his offensive linemen. And yeah, he knows how to show his appreciation. He bought them Yeti coolers, cowboy boots, and a Rolex. Okay. I don't know if I want those things, but hey, something is better than nothing. You know what they say about gifts. It's the thought that counts, not how much you spend or how much you don't spend. And in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about someone who is not happy with spending. And someone mad at the Dodgers. We'll get into that in a minute. Let's get to the phone lines. 855-212-4227. Also, congratulations. It's Friday. We're at the end of the NFL season. And so, to the delight of many, it is Friday. We always get the craziest callers on Friday. It's back. In about 20 minutes, it's going to be the Friday funny. If you have a joke, if you have something that you want to amuse North America with, call up 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Friday callers tend to be a little bit more looser. Maybe the work week ended. Maybe you're sitting back having a libation. I don't know. Maybe you're heading to a comedy show. You got something you want to share with America. 855-212-4227. A Friday funny is back. We'll get to that in about 20 minutes, but let's get to the phone lines right now. Mike is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man? I got an answer to your question that you posed. Dan Marino bought his offensive lineman gloves back in the day. He said, protect the hands that protect you. That's where it started publicly.
Wow. So thank you for filling me in. I was wondering about that.
And I got a joke for you.
Wait. Not yet. I'll wait for your joke. You're ahead of the Friday funny, but I'll let you tease.
Here. Okay. All right, man.
Wait. Mike, you're going so fast. Slow down.
I'm sorry. Not the joke yet.
What type of gloves did Dan Marino, what type of gloves was he giving away?
I can't remember the name of them.
It's not like them gloves that O.J. Simpson had on, right?
No. Okay. They were a top notch glove back in the day.
Let me ask you a question.
Absolutely.
Who the hell wants when you get gloves and you live in Wisconsin. You got gloves.
Yeah.
But who wants gloves as a gift?
No, I want the car, man.
Yeah. Well, you going far. Well, what are some of the worst gifts? Is it socks, gloves, or underwear? Well, which one is it?
I'd rather have the socks than gloves.
Okay. So you ranking underwear last. You want underwear last?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, man. I'm trying to think. Do I
want to buy them myself, you know.
Your underwear? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I know what I like. I don't want them,
you know,
gifted
what?
To me.
But I know what type of socks I want, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Gloves, but then I don't. They're all terrible. People give those gifts to people in their families that they're just sick of, okay? Like, even grandmas give out gloves. Grandma's sick of you.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. Hey, my joke, you're going to love it.
Go ahead.
What did Aaron Rodgers leave in his locker for Jordan Love?
What did Aaron Rodgers leave in his locker for Jordan Love? Go ahead.
The deed to the Bears.
Oh, that's okay. All right. You had the crap on the Chicago Bears, didn't you?
I did, man. I'm sorry, JR,
It's okay.
But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know?
Maybe we'll get somebody from Chicago who have a joke about the Packers, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Hey, we were kind of a joke this year, I love your show. I listen to you every day. Keep it up, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Mike. You take it easy. Have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. Bye.
No doubt about it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, Mike from Wisconsin already got us set and ready for the Friday funny. He got us a joke. He got us rolling. Aaron Rodgers. Well, I know Aaron Rodgers didn't leave anything else for Jordan Love because he probably hated the guy's guts. Well, at least in a professional way, right? Hate somebody the most professional way possible. Hickey, is that possible? You can hate someone professionally? I think.
I'm trying to. I don't. You got me. I don't know.
Is it person?
I guess you.
I don't have a problem with you personally, but I hate you professionally. Does that work, or do you have to hate that person?
I mean, I guess it works from the opponent perspective, right? Like, I think it's easy to compete against somebody and say, I hate you. Because right now we are playing against each other in, you know, football, whatever, like brothers when they play against each other. Like, I get that. But, like, teammates?
Oh, Hickey, I'm talking about, like, in an office.
Yeah, right, well, and which could be, like, you know, to use the, like, that could be a teammate.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, let's use some examples of here.
You go first.
No, thanks.
I guess you're right in fear. Like, could you hate somebody's, in our realm, I guess you could hate somebody's show.
Oh,
and
boy.
Their style of show, but still like them, like, outside of work.
Okay. Reasonable.
Right?
You made things make sense. Good stuff, Hickey. Good job.
Still waiting on some names from you, don't worry.
Man,
wait,
that's
is that
great.
The Friday funny next segment?
Yeah, I don't know. No, that won't be funny if I do it.
It'll be very funny for me.
Let me tell you, there's some fun happening outside of my studio here in Atlanta. Hickey, it's the end of the month, and you know what that means?
No.
People are leaving, right? So there's a couple people here that are gone, and they're having this big old party outside the studio. I'm sitting in this box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not fun at all.
It's not fun. I'm going to get up in a commercial, and I'm coming back to the Friday funny. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, you got a joke you want to tell on a Friday? Call us up. Hey, we got Glenn here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, Glenn, my name is Glenn. I'm sorry, this is Glenn JR. Appreciate you having me on. Enjoy the show. I just wanted to call and tell you I'm from the same town that Patrick Mahomes is from, and my son grew up with him.
Lovely.
And that is his voice. That's it. That's his voice. It sounds crazy. I had heard earlier that somebody was wondering if he had did that voice, but no, that's
no, not if he did that. We've heard him speak. His
right.
voice sounds different from a few years ago to today. I don't think he was making his voice up.
Yes, sir. Before I get started on Patrick, I just want to mention there was isotoner gloves that Marino was giving his offensive lineman. It was,
and those were the same. Wasn't those the same O.J. Simpson gloves, right?
To be honest with you, yes, they were.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I know O.J. had those same gloves. Okay.
Yep, isotoners. Yeah,
terrible Patrick, gift. Go ahead.
Patrick. Patrick Mahomes is the most fierce competitor I've ever seen in my life, and he's who he is, and I'm telling you, he would play this sport for no money. I'm just telling you, I know it sounds crazy, and I don't know how many local yokels around here listen to your show, but I enjoy it. But he would go out after the Super Bowl, if somebody challenged him to a basketball game, he would go play him in one-on-one basketball. That's just who he is. Wow. I mean, he's a competitor.
He's a nut, super, huh?
Super competitor.
When he was young, I know his dad was a pitcher. I remember watching him play for the Mets and then also for the Rangers. He bounced around.
Yes,
Mahomes,
sir.
When he was in high school, did he pitch? He played baseball? Did he play basketball? What was he doing?
Yes, sir. He pitched. He played select ball with my son, and actually they traveled around all over. We actually went and played in that perfect game tournament in Atlanta, Georgia for 10 days. We were there in Atlanta playing, and he was on the same team as my son. They played together. But, yes, he pitched a big duel in high school against Michael Kopech, which he's in the majors. He pitched, I think he
Toronto,
pitched for the White Sox. He might have got traded from the White Sox. He might be in Toronto, yes, sir.
Maybe. We'll see.
If he had been 4 inches taller, he probably would have went basketball just because he loves basketball. Golly, he loves basketball.
Well, let me ask you, watching Patrick Mahomes as he got older, mm-hmm. when was it apparent to you, and I guess most people, that, hey, this guy's different. Like, he ain't no regular quarterback. He's not just a good one. Like, this guy is a freak.
Honestly, I'm going to tell you, and a lot of people laugh at me when I tell it, when he was 6 years old, playing shortstop in baseball, and we were playing kid pitch. He made plays that 12-year-olds don't make, and we saw him. It's like, man, he's got something. This kid has got his first step to the ball is phenomenal. He's not the fastest kid in the world, but his first step to the ball and his knack for that is unbelievable. And in high school playing basketball, he could go against guys that made it. You know, played college ball. A couple of them went to the pros, and he could compete with them. He had that knack, but he's just a super,
okay. So
super
you
competitor.
Saw him. You saw him playing defense as a shortstop at
yes,
6 years old. It was like this guy's at six. Okay, wow.
And that's look, amazing. I know that sounds crazy. I know it sounds
no.
Silly.
Why does it sound crazy? The guy's the best quarterback in the league. The guy's a Hall of Famer. They don't sound crazy to me. It's just.
I mean, as a 6 year old. He goes in the hole and gets a ball and throws somebody out from his knees at first base. I mean, that's stuff like that. I mean,
just doing a lot.
Phenomenal. Now, his dad was a great athlete as well.
Yeah,
but
he was. And his dad, isn't his dad taller than him, right?
He is. Yeah, his dad, probably 6'4". I think Patrick's probably 6'2". But the last time I saw Patrick was the year before he got the start. He came to watch my son play baseball. My son played college ball for Louisiana Tech, and he come to watch him. He had to wear a disguise. It was kind of funny, but he's gotten bigger. In high school, he was a little bit gangly, but he's got thicked up.
They make fun of his dad bod now, but hey, that's just a part of life. Hey, Glenn, thank you so much for calling and sharing this story from Texas. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye.
All the best. Enjoy your weekend. Hickey, that was such a pleasant conversation, wasn't it?
Very, that's so cool. Like, imagine, like, seeing, like, because I feel like everyone, oh, this kid looks so good, like, when you're young, and then, you know, some of them don't pan out or whatever, they just doesn't work out, or they go to some smaller school. Like, imagine saying, I saw Patrick Mahomes as a youngster, like, before anybody else. That's very cool.
He's like, hey, I saw him at 6 years old. The guy made a diving play, threw the ball off on his knees to first base. Like, okay. I'd be like, who possessed
that's
this child?
Wild.
Like, yeah, what? Who is in this kid? Is there an adult in there? Like, what is this about? That's freakish. Hickey, I haven't sat down and seen a little. Hickey, you know, I've never seen a Little League game. Never.
Really?
Never. Nope.
Well, I guess I haven't either as an adult.
You know, yeah, I've never played. I don't got no kid to take to no Little League game. Like, what am I doing there?
Yeah, actually, that's a great answer. There would be concern the other way around. If you're saying, yeah, I've seen a ton of Little League games. Wait a second. Your kid's not playing.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing about the Little League fields on a Saturday?
Who's that guy in right field just standing there? Like, somebody call the police.
Whose dad is that? Nobody?
Let's call the cops. Right? Get this guy out of here. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oh, man. And thank you to the gentleman from Wisconsin, Mike, for calling about Dan Marino's gift with the Isotoner gloves. Like, that's still a crappy gift. Like, I'm going to get my offensive lineman. Was it a gag gift? Like, I don't, who's doing that? I don't want no gloves. Who wants gloves for Christmas? That's a gift that grandma gives you, and you got no choice but to go, hey, thanks, grandma. Thanks for the gloves. Like, nobody wants that. 855-212-4227. Dave is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
Let's talk about luck, all right? Patrick Mahomes, he was traded down. Buffalo traded the first-round pick. They gave it up, and KC got him, right? They were already a playoff team. They were already a playoff team. So he got the greatest tight end of all time. He got the best offensive coach of all time. He got the greatest offensive coach of all time. He got the greatest tight end of all time. He got Tyreek Hill his first 2 years. Okay? So can we stop pumping can we pump the brakes a little bit on how great he is? Let me ask you a question, and I want an honest answer from you. If we switch Patrick Mahomes with Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, is it the same thing? Because in my opinion, it is. Because when you got the greatest offensive mind in Andy Reid of all time, and there, I don't think there's no denying that right now. He is a genius. That man, he looks like a walrus, but he is a genius when it comes to offense. And when it comes to Travis Kelce, I mean, Gronk was great, but he had injury problems, right? I mean, in my opinion, Gronk would be the greatest tight end of all time, but Travis Kelce trumps him because he can stay healthy, and that is the best availability is availability. So whenever it comes to Patrick Mahomes, right, he is given the golden goose of all time. And he got traded up for an already playoff team. Alex Smith, who knows that man, right? He's getting guys to the playoffs, right? You know, I mean, I'm just so frustrated right now. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Dave, for calling from Alabama. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much, Dave, for coming through with the Friday funny joke. But we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to take your real jokes. OK, we're going to play the fancy music. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4227. You want to entertain America? It's Friday. You're feeling loose. You have a libation or two? Don't do it while you drive, please. Don't do that. I'll get to your jokes on the other side. It's the Friday Funny, the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's Friday. The callers are a little eclectic on Friday. The callers are typically a little looser. They say hilarious things, most times unintentionally. Like our last caller in the last break, who said Patrick Mahomes is just lucky. I found that to be funny. But every Friday, and it's good to have it back, we have to take a break for the NFL playoffs. Every Friday, we have the Friday Funny. If you got a joke, I'm giving you a prime opportunity to share it with North America. If you have something amusing that you want to share, you have something that are going to have people in stitches. Damn it, I don't know. Maybe you want to be a comedian. Maybe you are. If you have something funny to share, share it now. This is an organized way to do it without the randomness of interesting callers. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, you have a joke, right? You have one?
I do. I do.
Okay. Do we want to play the fancy music first?
Let's warm up the audience. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, let's hear the music.
made it. The end of the work week is here. Let's head into the weekend on a good note with a Friday Funny. Only on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, look at that. Goofy music. I feel like I'm at the theme park. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, let's go to Myrtle Beach, and we have the Magic Man. Magic Man, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
I just want to say hello to you, man. And those gloves that Dan Marino gave to his teammates were isotoners.
Yeah, we said that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was on stage. And I just got off stage. That's why I'm trying to tell you my joke.
Oh, you're a real magician or you're a comedian?
No, I'm a comedy magician. So what's not funny, that's magic.
You're a comedy magician?
Yeah, so what's not funny, that's magic. Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Go ahead.
Okay, this is like my fourth time calling you. So you ready for the joke?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why is Tennessee uniforms orange?
Why does Tennessee wear orange uniforms? Go ahead, make an SEC joke. Go ahead.
Okay, because on Saturday they can all pull for their team. On Sunday morning, they can all go deer hunting. And on Monday morning, they can all pick up trash on the side of the road.
Oh, my goodness.
That's really a Clemson joke, but I'm in South Carolina, so I can't say that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, oh man. You just put...
Hey, man, do me a favor, though. If you're ever in Myrtle Beach, come see my show. I'll get you free tickets. And, I mean, I know I can't tell you my website, but, I mean, if you want to know what, I'd be glad to tell you. So you can come see me if you're ever in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The golf cap of the world.
Okay. All right. Well, Magic Man, thank you so much for insulting Tennessee. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. Thank you so much.
Hey, go make that money. This guy said he was on stage. Hickey, he took a break to jump off stage and talk to us.
A real professional. That's nice. How about that?
That is crazy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Nobody has a Cleveland Browns joke? Wait, we got Dave from New York. Hey, Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
All right, JR. Hope all is well. After I give you my question, I want to tell my joke at the end. So let me don't hang up on me. But my question is, I'd like to see Tyrod Taylor for the Jets get a clean shot. And what I want to say is that I feel that he's been so scapegoated in his career. And, you know, he came on, scored two touchdowns back-to-back in that last game that he played. And I know a lot of commentators said that, the game was over, nobody wanted to play. I disagree because my son played pro ball for 12 years. And what he always told me, JR, was that if I ever get a chance to play in your position, I'm going to make sure you never get it back. Okay. And that's from...
Well, Dave, I don't agree with you. Tyrod Taylor is about to be 36 years old. Unfortunately, when he had his real chance with the Chargers, the guy got stabbed in the lungs with a needle. They punctured his lung. He's a backup, and he's old. And so to give him a chance to do what? Like, we've seen him. We've seen what he can do as a younger guy. He is a bridge guy. He is a hold it down when somebody gets hurt guy. The New York Jets don't have a long-term future. Aaron Glenn doesn't have a long-term future looking at Tyrod Taylor as a starting quarterback. What's your joke?
Okay, my joke is two kids were playing matches in the basement, and little Johnny caught on fire. And the other kid goes up to this and says, "Hey, Ma, little Johnny's on fire." And she replies, hurry up, get the marshmallows.
Oh, my God. You're saying a mother... you got hit with... Okay.
Yeah. Hey, how about that? How about them apples?
Yeah, how about that? Thank you, Dave, for calling for
you. You got it, bro. All right.
Hickey, his laugh was more entertaining than the joke.
That laugh was concerning. Very concerning.
Yeah, I think he's lighting people up in the base. Damn it. He got people. See, oh man, I don't want to joke about that, but yeah, he sounds like something out the Silence of the Lambs, man. Okay, damn, what a sick joke that was.
He took too much pleasure in that one.
What, him or me? Him, right?
Him. Oh no, him. That laugh was Yeah, it sounded a little too real.
Yeah, man. I don't want to know what he's doing. 855-212-4227. Can't even say the number correctly. I'm laughing. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's the Friday Funny. Let's go to Eric from Texas. Eric has a joke. Hey, Eric, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
How you doing, JR?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I got a little joke for you.
Okay.
So a woman's brain is divided into two sides, okay? You got the left side, and then you got the right side. So if you look at the left side of a woman's brain, there's nothing right. But if you look at the right side of a woman's brain, nothing is left.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Hey, Eric, I am not co-signing that joke. I disavow that joke, and that's where I'm going to leave it. Okay, Eric?
That's okay. Hey, that guy's laugh, the last card made my night, man. You have a good night.
You too, man. Hickey, can we clip that guy's laugh at some point and just use his laugh somewhere? I don't know where.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, if we get a good joke tonight, we can bring it back for sure. Maybe a borderline creepy one that feels surreal. We can also use it there as well.
Give people nightmares with that laugh. Hey, Marco, did you hear that guy's laugh?
I missed. I was walking in. I kind of caught the end of it, so I missed it. I missed the joke too, which now I feel like I got to go back and listen.
Oh man, yeah, his joke was sick, and so was his laugh. I think he was from New York, right, Hickey? He was from New York.
Yes, Westchester to be exact.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad I'm not living there anymore. 855-212-4227. It's the Friday Funny. Marco is here. It's time to entertain Marco as well. Wanda is calling from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Wanda? How are you?
I am calling from Maryland, not Dallas.
You're calling from where?
Maryland. Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. Okay. I love Maryland. What's up, Wanda?
First, I wanted to tell you the name of the gloves that Dan Marino gave to his offensive line.
I so told.
They were called isotoners.
Yeah.
London Fog made them.
Yeah, we've said that about four or five times by now, Wanda. You're not listening to us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear. I had to go in the store, and I didn't hear it, but I didn't know if you knew.
What'd you get from the store? None of my business?
Chicken.
Chicken? Okay. Chicken. What you going to do with that chicken?
I'm getting ready to eat it.
Oh, it's pre-made? You're not going to cook it?
No, I'm not going to cook it. It's 9 o'clock here.
Okay. I get it. Well, enjoy that chicken. You got a joke for us?
Yes, I do.
What is it? Is it about the Ravens?
What do you call the lady who burns all her bills?
What do you call the lady who burns all of her what?
Bills.
Her bills. What do you call the lady who burns all of her bills? Marco Belletti, help. You got a thought here?
No, I don't.
Okay, Wanda, I don't have a thought. Hickey is busy picking up the phone. Wanda, what do you call a lady who burns all of her bills?
Bernadette.
Bernadette? Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Bernadette.
You're not my generation, so you don't get
Bernadette? You don't think I know a Bernadette?
Well, you remember the song?
There was a Bernadette? What song? Who sung that song?
The Four Tops. Bernadette. Who? You are so bleak. So bleak.
From the 80s?
Maybe if I...
JR, you know the song.
Maybe if I heard somebody else sing it except for Wanda, I know what it is. I'm gonna Google it in a break because, Wanda, did you sing in a choir?
No, I did not.
I could tell. Hey, Wanda, I appreciate you for calling from Baltimore, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, that was a good joke. Thank you, Wanda. Appreciate you. Yeah, Marco, that was good.
That was impressive. I didn't expect that. And you know that song. As soon as you hear, you know that song.
Yeah, not
guarantee
from
it.
I guarantee it too, but not from her singing it. If you say I know it, I'm sure I do, but not from her singing it. I did like that joke. That was a good one.
I didn't expect that, so that's good.
I didn't either. I wish I had some chicken. I do. I'm hungry. Want some food.
You made Hickey crack up with that one.
What?
What are you going to do with the chicken? You started busting out. Like, what the hell are you going to do with chicken? You're going to eat it. The hell you want to do with the chicken?
What are you going to do with that chicken? What that chicken do?
Well, there's an answer. There's an answer for that.
What kind of spice are you going to put in the chicken?
No, there's an answer for that that I will not share on the radio.
No?
What do you do? What do you do with the chicken? I will not share. No, but I was expecting her to go, well, I'm going to, you know, I don't know, season it, bake it, fry it. She said, eat it. I wanted to know a little bit more specific. I thought she got like raw chicken. Okay. I wanted to know what
she
was.
I get it. You thought she was at the supermarket getting something to pick up for dinner that she was going to cook. I get it. I understand.
Yeah, but she bought pre-made chicken, so now she's going to eat it. Why'd she go to the supermarket for the chicken?
Well, she said she went to the store. She didn't say what kind of store.
You're right. I'm thinking the supermarket, the grocery store. She could have went to Popeye's. I don't know where she went. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Michael is calling from Nashville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Michael?
What's going on, fellas? So not so much a joke, just more, I guess, observational humor. Is that all right?
If it's going to be funny, go ahead.
I mean, I bring the funny. Just regarding David Copperfield there calling from South Carolina, talking about if you're ever in the area, hit him up for free tickets. He's inferring that you can't afford the $2 to go see my man performing magic at the local community center. So that was pretty funny.
Okay, Michael. Thank you for calling from Nashville.
Appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That guy, Hickey, you think he's an accountant?
Certainly counting Magic Mike's money over there, that's for sure.
Yeah, what is he doing? I don't know. Marco, what does that guy do for a living? That was terrible.
I want to know what he does with the chicken.
Oh, well, you don't. No, you don't. No, we can call him. We can call him back and you can ask him, okay? You want to ask him?
No.
Okay. All righty. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Callers on Friday are always a little bit funnier. We'll get some more of your jokes on the other side of the break. Hickey has a joke to share with us. We will hear Hickey's joke, and we will continue on with this show. I'll tell you something not funny. We'll eventually talk about how the New York Yankees, they don't think the Dodgers' spending habits are funny. More of your jokes on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The Friday Funny is back. After years of being here on the Infinity Sports Network, the calls on Friday always tend to get a little loose. It's different on a Friday. And so last month, we introduced this segment to allow our callers to be intentionally funny, not by accident. And so we've had some jokes. And yes, Bernadette from Maryland, Wanda from Maryland. I know the song Bernadette. I listened to it. What you sang, no, not like the four tops. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There's so many more jokes to tell. And I'm going to tell you about the Yankees and the Dodgers. Yankees think the Dodgers spending is a joke. Let's get some more of the phone lines. Ted is here from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Ted, what's up?
Not much. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. So about a month ago, I went to the doctor because I had these really bad migraines, you know, and doctor says, we're going to have to castrate. And I'm like, whoa. I said, well, are you sure? He said, yeah, we've done all the tests. You have really bad circulation down there. It's causing your migraines. I was like, well, I'll still be able to enjoy, you know. He said, yeah, you'll be able to enjoy it. You just won't be able to have any more kids. I was like, okay, I'm fine with that. So went through with the procedure. A couple weeks later, I'm feeling good. And so I went out and to get me a new sports jacket. Going to the store, and I told the tailor what I wanted, and he says, oh, you're about a 52. I said, how did you know? He said, I've been doing this job a long time, man. I said, all right. So he brought it out. I tried it on. It fit like a glove. And so I said, okay. I said, I'm ready to check out. And he says, hey, what about a pair of slacks? I said, sure. He said, you're a 36. I said, no, I'm a 34. He said, no, you're a 36, man. I said, I'm a 34. You know, I'm getting kind of upset. And he says, you're 36. He says, you wear a 34, it'll cut off your circulation. It'll give you migraines.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ted. Appreciate
you. Hey, enjoy the weekend, guys.
You as well. Okay. Hickey, what was that laugh? Play that again. You got hit. Oh, man, that was creepy. Hickey, let's not play that again. Oh, my. That was one of our callers laughing earlier. Oh, my God. Oh, man, that's rough. John is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Regional. What's up, John?
Hello, John. Thanks for taking the call. How's it going?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, got a joke for you.
Yeah, please. What is it going to be funny?
Oh yeah, of course, definitely.
Well, wait. What part of Texas are you from?
Beautiful Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay, so it might be funny. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Lady's gonna go shopping to the grocery store. Gets her bag, goes to the garage, starts up the truck, but then she reaches for a stepladder and puts it in the bed of the truck. Now she heads on off to the grocery store. Why would she take the ladder to the grocery store?
Why would a woman take a ladder to the grocery store? Please tell me. Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Because the prices are so high.
The prices are so high. Oh, man, John. John, that wasn't a good one, John. That wasn't good.
All right. I got two quicker ones that are better. Real quick. Want to hear?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, pirates joke. Pirates. What is their most favorite letter of the alphabet?
Who? Wait, who's what? Women? Pirates. Is this another? Pirates?
Pirates.
Wait a minute, John. Wait a minute. Hickey, this man did not just ask me a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet. I know this better be a swerve. Hickey, is the answer gonna be exactly what we all think it is?
I think so, John. Now's your chance. Hang up the phone,
John. Tell me, what is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet? What is it?
Well, where do they live? The sea.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Hickey,
you
I give
thought
him,
it was gonna be R.
Yeah. Hickey, I give him credit. I was like, okay. There has to be all a right, swerve here. Go ahead.
Here's
go
one
ahead.
A little bit better.
Okay, go ahead. This guy's a real comedian here.
What are pirates' most favorite movies?
What are pirates' most favorite? I don't know. What's a pirate's favorite movie?
The ones that are rated R. There you go.
Okay, there he is. Hey, John, I want to give you, I think you told the best jokes today. I'm giving you a round of applause. Okay, John, thank you.
All right. Glad I called.
All right. Thank you so much, John. Hey, John brightened up. Hickey, he brightened up my day. He did. He swerved us twice.
The swerve gets everybody. I thought for sure he was going to say bootleg.
What? Oh, pirate's favorite movie
that
is
bootlegged.
Yeah, that was good. I'm going to have to use that. You know, I'm going to use that pirate joke on somebody. I'm going to use that because everybody's going to expect R, right?
I will say, what? Not to diminish the joke.
Yes.
It does feel like a little bit of a stretch.
The C? You can't just say C, right? No?
Because, like, they don't, I mean, I guess they sail the sea, but they don't really live in the sea. They live on land.
That's SpongeBob.
Anyway, I'm not going to, it was good. No, I agree. Yeah, it was good.
He got it at the end. He got the R there at the end. Rated R. Okay. Damon is here from Virginia. You got to go fast, Damon. What's up?
Okay. My comment is if the Eagles play the way that they did against the Commanders, no one can beat us.
Yeah,
my
we
joke
know that.
Is a lady walks into a pharmacy. She asks the pharmacist for some arsenic. The pharmacist says, what are you going to do with that arsenic, lady? And she said, oh, I just want to poison my husband. He said, I can't do that. So the lady takes a picture out of a pocketbook and is her husband making love to her wife. He said, oh, damn, I didn't know you had a prescription.
All right. So, all right. Okay. Damn. All right. I thought that was kind of sick, Damon, but I'll take it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling from VA.
All right.
Take it easy. Hickey, did you like that? I didn't like it.
That for me is number one.
No, I didn't like that.
No.
No. I like the guy from Corpus Christi's jokes better.
R.
Yeah. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I'm going to give the Pirate guy, I'm going to call him the winner. I am. The guy making fun of Tennessee, he wasn't too shabby either. Bernadette's joke was funny. And what's with all the jokes about women? Leave the women alone. Be nice. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about all the wonderful things that happened in sports today. Don't move.